So, Susie, I'm very sorry, is not here. We wish her well, a speedy recovery. And so, happily, she's able to give me her notes for her sermon. So this is Susie's sermon, and it's about gifts and what we receive. Now, is there some small but useful person who could go and get a gift from under the... Are you a small but useful person? Step up, that's good. Go under the Christmas tree, there's something wrapped up. Could you bring it over for us, there, under the tree? You see under the Christmas tree there? Now, you two...
I'm just going to look, John.
Get this present here.
This present here.
Rachel, is it meant to be opened? Yes. So, here is a... Well, it feels like a baby, and it's wrapped in an issue of The Bridge, which is appropriate because The Bridge is our diocesan newspaper, and Jesus, of course, was a bridge between us and heaven. So we have that, and then open up that one. So this is it looks like a rather meanly wrapped... you did jolly well, thank you. Are you good at unwrapping things as well? See if you can unwrap that, and let's see what's in there. Put it on. Well done, there we are. Now, this is where it gets a bit messy. So it's all about presents. We've got this one, which doesn't look so exciting, and the other one looked terribly exciting. Beautifully wrapped. And what is there in there?
A sponge!
Who would have thought of a sponge for Christmas? But it was beautifully wrapped. Useful, but not perhaps. And here is something much more exciting. What have we got here? We've got a... Here, all meanly wrapped in swaddling clothes, we have a real, well, not a live baby, but a baby. And this says, with love from God to you.
Aww.
So, you see, the one that was all beautifully wrapped, that wasn't the real answer. The one here, does she close her eyes? No. No, I think she doesn't. No, she doesn't. Not going to do it. So this is the special one, and it came all meanly wrapped in swathing clothes. Thank you very much. If you can take all that with you, so you don't fall over. If you take that back and sit down with Mummy. Right. So there we are. One very special gift, but all meanly wrapped, and one rather not so special gift, a sponge, but beautifully wrapped. Now. Well done. What gifts, the adults, what gifts has God given you? Any gifts? Anybody here who has musical ability disappearing on my right? Singers, we've got other people with gifts here. Many people with gifts. We've got some brilliant students in the congregation this morning. Any other brilliant gifts that people have got? Greg here has a great gift. He's found, he does detecting, and he's got coins from just up the top of the road here. Every rain since when?
Oh, going back to the Iron Age.
Greg, he's got things all the way back to the Iron Age. That his gift is to discover stuff in the ground, hidden treasure. Anybody else? A gift over there of a baby. Yes? Is this his first time in church? Is this his first time in church? Yes? Well, we always have a greeting for a baby when they come into church, first of all. So this is a very, very special gift. So, and the name of the child is?
Holly.
Yeah. Right, so, Holly, may your life be blessed, may your parents be blessed, may you be a blessing, greatly bless yourself, and may you be a blessing to others. May you be well-behaved, sleeping well, and no problems when teething. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's a wonderful Christmas blessing. I haven't had one of those before on Christmas Day. Now, this is what Susie has to say to us this morning. We hope, I'm writing out this, I am now the rector. I've been instantly promoted from being the curate to being the rector. I hope I'm right in saying that by the end of the day, we will all have opened a gift from someone else. Yes, looking around, I hope that you all look like people who will be loved and be given gifts by somebody. I also hope that those who've been baptized in the Spirit know the gift that they have received from the Holy Spirit, but also that we use the gifts, talents we've been given, being able to dance. Apparently there was a girl, Catherine, here last night, who danced extraordinarily well at 5 o'clock. So we don't do enough liturgical dance in this church, but people have to bring their gifts to the church like that. People playing instruments, singing, cooking, welcoming, smiling, saying hello to people in the church. All of those are gifts. We had a wonderful woman, Nora Rudd, whose gift, she died many years ago, she would always sit with someone. Someone was new in church, Nora would always go over and welcome them. It was just a wonderful gift. So all of you can have at least that sort of a gift. And now we think about the greatest gift that we can ever receive, and it's not a sponge. The greatest gift we can receive is Jesus. A gift long promised and spoken about to God's people by the prophets, expected and anticipated for centuries. A century is a really, really, really long time. And God gave us the gift of his Son because he knew exactly where and when we would need him. Need him to bring us into salvation. But the sad thing was that so few recognized the gift for who he was and what he was. They thought that Christ would be a mighty warrior, drive out the Romans, get them out of Israel, bring peace and prosperity. And so they thought that Jesus wasn't enough. Do you ever feel like that, that sometimes people don't think you are enough? Well, God sees you and knows you and loves you and thinks that you are more than enough. He thinks that you are wonderful. So back to Jesus is the best gift ever, because Jesus taught us how to have a good relationship with God and how to properly love other people. And he brought us salvation and healing. Some people said that they didn't want the gift of Jesus. Can you imagine? If you've chosen a special gift for someone you love and they refuse to accept it, throw it back in your face, or put it in the back of a cupboard, never to be seen again. I know that sad feeling. My wife has been known to put away presents in the dustbin without even unwrapping them. When I had one of the first iPads many, many years ago, it got lost, couldn't find it, but another one could find it. It was out in the dustbin behind in the kitchen garden. It was really well put away. So some people put things away without even opening them. So we need to make sure that that's not us. But those who did accept the gift of God's own Son, Jesus, and those who still accept him newly each day, God gave the gift of being called his child. So this is where it comes personal. I want you to use your name, and if you're a son or a daughter, so I, John, am a much loved son of the King of Kings. So we say now, I, John, whoever you are, we say together, but using your own name, I, John, am a much loved daughter or son of the King of Kings. And when we've lived as his loved one or daughter, we can know love, peace and joy, no matter what's going on around us. Jesus really is the best gift in the world. And if you want to ask us any questions about that, come and see us in the chancel afterwards. We always offer prayer after these services. So the best gift I ever received was Jesus. And I was baptized in that font there. The Holy Spirit was called down in mighty power on me in 1943. And hopefully has been hovering around ever since. But the best gift. When I'm going to say I was given the best gift ever, Jesus Christ, he was born again in my heart today. So, Susie thanks you for your cards, your wishes, your presents, and she wishes you all a very happy Christmas, and we can all wish Susie a very happy Christmas as well. Amen.